All right, guys, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 3. We're going to finish up to chapter 3 today in Mark chapter 3. And so what we've been doing is we've kind of been going through the Gospel of Mark, where Mark is presenting to us Jesus, and he's shown us so many wonderful things about Jesus, the healer, the love that flows out of him, the concern that he has, but he also, to be honest with you, starting with chapter 3, has been really showing us the opposition. I mean, so the reality is that not everybody likes Jesus. Doesn't even matter what he does, even for people he may bring healing in their life and they turn on him. That's just the reality of life. And so what we're going to see here today is he's going to address the issue again of people who are opposed to him, but he's also going to show us who his true family is. And he's going to do it today with an incident that I think we can all relate to, because we do it. What? We do it. So let me ask you a question. How many of you have complained about a politician this week? I didn't name a politician, I just said a politician. That could be anybody. Okay? Somebody who belongs to the Redhead Party or something. I don't know. How many of you complained? I'll raise my hand. Okay? Now, when we complain, are we worried about what we're saying when we complain? Do we have to fear repercussions? Do we have to give an account? You know, like when I see somebody at Walmart, they don't say, you know, Pastor, I heard you complaining in the locker room at the Y, and you said this about one of our local guys. Do we ever have to worry about that? No, that's why you complain. You'll say, we have a First Amendment right. Yes, we do. Okay. But we do that. We don't just do it with politicians. We do it with everybody, right? The guy who cuts you off in traffic. For the next 5 minutes, you're complaining about who? The guy who cut you off in traffic. Does he know what you're saying? Does he hold you accountable for what you're saying? No. We don't have to worry about our words coming back and biting us, right? Or coming back and we have to give an account for them. This is the same thing that's going on here today in today's incident. Jesus is doing all of these healings. He's healing people. They're bringing him the sick on beds. He's bringing people back to life. The other gospels are telling us that. He's casting out demons. People are coming from all over the area. And when I say the area, I'm not just talking about their county. I'm talking about up into Lebanon, down south into what is now modern-day Jordan, down into southern Israel. People are coming from all over the area bringing their sick for Jesus to heal. Isn't that amazing? But there are some people there who aren't happy. And just like you and I, when we aren't happy about someone, that usually causes people to what? Say things, right? And just part of human nature, right? Just say things and talk about someone and we don't really have to fear what we're saying, right? Same thing's happening with these folks. But the reality is that Mark wants to point out that there's a coming accountability. When it comes to talking about God and Jesus, he's got a long memory. He actually hears. He knows. And so it's almost to give caution to unbelief, right? And it follows that up with who are his true family. So let's take a look at this passage together. I want you to notice we're going to start with verse 22. So let's look in your Bibles. Look with me at verse 22. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons, he casts out demons. And he called them to him, and he said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes the Holy Spirit whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, he has an unclean spirit. And his mothers and brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. The crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. All right, folks, so what we're going to do is we're going to take this passage and we're going to deal with the reality that idle things we say will be brought into account, especially when we talk about God. And that's especially true for unbelievers. So the first thing I want you to notice is the denial. The denial. So guess what happens? When you've got something spectacular going on that people can't explain, people have to show up and try and explain it, right? They have to do some sort of research and figure out what's going on. Why is this guy able to do it? Well, here's Jesus. He's doing things that are amazing. I've already told you that in their culture, especially in the Old Testament, healing the blind didn't take place. There were healings and even people raised from the dead, very few people raised from the dead, but never is there an instance of people being able to see because somebody healed them in the Old Testament. However, the Old Testament says that the Messiah will be able to bring sight again. So what happens? So the scribes of the Pharisees, these leaders come, and they're all there to check Jesus out. Now here's the problem. You ever had a situation where people have already predetermined what the outcome will be before they even begin an investigation? You ever seen that before? We see that all the time in the news, right? They've already decided beforehand. These folks have already decided beforehand. So here's what they do. First thing I want you to see is this. They could not deny what Jesus was doing. So when you look at verse 22, the issue isn't that he's doing these things. They acknowledge that. For them, the issue is how he's doing it. Look at verse 22.